Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Let's read the Psalm 146. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God when I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth his truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth them. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God of Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your Son who died on the cross for our sins, to give us eternal life. Let us confess our sin to God and our wrongdoing. Let us give thanks now to all the good things that we have received from Him. Give thanks to God for His salvation, the good food that we receive from Him, the good life, life to the full, for His word, for His promises, for the deliverance, for the help and for the support. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us will learn to fear you, will learn to be ashamed of what they have received, but they are not giving back to you what is due for you, O God. I pray for gratefulness, I pray for faithfulness in the life of your church and your people, to fear you wholeheartedly, to walk in your ways, O God. pray now for your needs. Ask God to give you your needs. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. I pray, Lord, whatever we need, O God, answer our petition, our cry to you, Lord. Those who are in need of job, those who are sick, need healing, those who have problems need to be solved, O God. I pray, Lord, you answer all our prayers. In the name of Jesus. As we pray for one another, you know, any brother and sister who are in need of a prayer, ask a prayer, let's pray for them. Right now, also for your job, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, pray for your colleague, pray that you will be a good example to them, that you do your work well. Pray for your company to prosper, so you can receive your salary and your income on time. Yes, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, bless the places that we are working. Prosper them, oh God, give them good income and resources so that we can receive our income and salaries in the name of Jesus. And I pray also for your people to continue to be faithful, to bring to you their tithes and their first fruits and their offering, oh God. And you'll be the one to open the windows of heaven and bless them and rebuke the devourer in their life. In the name of Jesus. I pray also they will open their mouth, preach your word, and their life will bring the good example to others, that they will know you through their life. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for our wives, our husbands, and our children, our parents. Father, I pray for each and every man, the head of the family. They will lead the family according to your will and impart discipline in the house and applying your word of yours in each and every family. I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands and help them to carry on the mandate and to work together to raise up godly children. I pray also for their instruction from their mouth to be implemented in the life of their children. I pray for the children to be submissive to their parents in the name of Jesus as they are giving them the very word of yours. Lord, I pray for a blessing upon each and every family. I pray for your provision. I pray for solutions, for doors for them, oh God, to live a life that give you honor and give you glory and give you praise. I pray that there will be good example to others, oh God, each and every family, Lord. There will be good example to the non-believers around them, to attract them for Christ. I pray for each and every family to evangelize. Oh God, I pray for miracles in their lives so they can speak about your goodness, oh God, that the people will see how you are working in them, that you are their God, and they are your children, they are your servant. Let's pray now for our families back home from the places that we came from. Let's pray for our neighbors, our host neighborhood, our countries back home. We must also pray for our friends and colleagues and relatives that we know and they don't know God. We also pray that God will use us to impart the word of God to them in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we pray for the places that we came from. Let your salvation flow, God. Use our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to impart your word to them, oh God. To speak to them about your goodness and about your faithfulness, oh God. Give us the opportunity to preach the gospel to them, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, and guide us and strengthen us to go on and serve you and worship you and do the work of yours. Oh God, use our talents, our gifts and our language and the context that we have to bring your word to them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for salvations. I pray for opening of ministries. I pray for evangelism through these contacts and areas that we know. Oh God, you make a way, oh Lord. Let's pray now for this country that God had placed his church in UAE and also the extension in Oman and Kuwait, Iraq and India and also Sri Lanka, Philippines, USA, also Australia, also Sierra Leone and Malawi. Let's pray for each and every member, family and also congregation of the church that we will receive favor from the government of all these places, that God will provide all our needs. Yes, Lord, we pray for all these countries. We pray for them to stabilize them, prosper them, let them improve economically, Lord, and let your salvation flow through us to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray for favor, that the government will not oppose your work. We come against Antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We pray for favor from you upon us and favor also, Lord, in the heart of the government and all this, in all these nations and countries, that whatever we need, logistic need and also documents, authentications, papers, whatever required, oh God, they will give us what we need and the approvals, oh God, so that we can extend, we can having facility to spread more of your word, oh God. We pray for our protection in all these places. Protect us from evildoers, protect us from false brothers, protect us from all the work of devil and demons. We come against it all in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of witchcraft. Oh Lord, we come against the spirit of Antichrist. We rebuke them all in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, prosper these places so we too, your church and your people, each and every member, each and every family to be prospered in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the church. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to refill you again. Yes, O God. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for baptism of the Holy Ghost to those who have not yet been baptized with the Holy Ghost, have not yet given their life fully to you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will have them completely. O God, they will speak in tongues. They will have the gift of interpretation of tongues, the message of wisdom, the message of knowledge. And also, Lord, I pray, the gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, gift of evangelism, exhort us, giving generously, leadership, oh God, administration, whatever talents and gifts we need as a church, we trust you, Lord, that you will give to us so that we can preach your word. I pray for more people to repent. I pray for more evangelism. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted through all your workers. Bless and anoint the elders, the pastors, the leaders of the families, the parents, O God, all each and every member, anointing of the Holy Ghost, so your word will be preached, O God. Lord, lead us and guide us, O God. Help us and strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lead us to persevere, O God. Lord, we pray that you anoint this worship today, anoint this recording, O God. Help us, Lord. O Lord, I pray, anoint the message, the word of yours, the giving, all the items of our worship. O God, we give you our heart and our life. Speak to us. Anoint the giving, O Lord, all the what we are offering to you. I pray for the anointing, even this recording. Anoint it, O God, to reach your church and your people to do the work of yours faithfully. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand in his presence. Offer to him your life. All the part of your bodies should be given to the Lord. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer the part of your body as a living sacrifice. This is your act of worship, to please the Lord, to live according to His will, and to do His work.
I'm just a part.
fear of yours upon your church and your people, O God, knowing that even the breath of our life from you, the strength from you, that you will not abuse any part of our body to do evil or to do things not pleasing to you or to do projects and things that you had not ordained. I truly, God, I pray for the fear of yours upon your church, those who are here and those who are in other places, O God, that no one will do his own. And Lord, I pray, give me strength to continue to preach, to continue to rebuke, to exhort, O God, to encourage and to discipline those who move away from the right way, O God. Give me strength, Lord, to do your will in full. O God, help us and guide us. And Lord, the rest of our worship, O God, let us be in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. That you will live it, that you will obey it, that you will live for glory alone, that you will behave, that we continue to fear you, Continue to do what is right. Continue to do your will in full, even if we don't like, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that you lead us and guide us. I pray for those who are faithful, O God, those who have been attacked among us. I pray those that have been persecuted. I pray even for us as a church, been oppressed and tried to be stopped or persecuted by evil works and evil doers and demons and workers of iniquities. We pray, O God, that we will fear not. We will move forward, O God, continue to do the work faithfully, knowing that no one can reverse what you had started, and no one can stand against your wisdom and against your plans. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Fear not. Trust you, God, that you will fight for your church, you will fight for your people, and you will let us go victoriously because we are not alone. You are with us, O God. Trust in the Lord that He is with you. How many of you want to continue to walk with God? Amen. The Lord is with you, and He will neither leave you nor forsake you till He come and take us with Him to heaven.
Seasons cover me with.
God. As we have committed ourselves to you, Lord, O God, I pray that we'll be molded by your hands even today. As we hear your word, O God, that your word will live in us and will change us, and we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds through the word of yours that we will hear today. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Anoint the rest of our worship and let your name be glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us all be seated in God's presence. Time now for us to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness, for all what you give us, for all what you provided for us, for the jobs, the incomes, the resources. We thank you, Lord, our heart full of thanksgiving, that you have provided more than what we need in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the surplus supply to us and to our brethren, to the families, those who had trusted you and those who had walked in your ways. We pray, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people and pour out so much blessing upon their lives. Let all nations know they are blessed by you. Rebuke the devourer. Rebuke the pestilence. Not allow it to come into their lives. In the name of Jesus. And I pray, multiply this money and use it, O God, for your glory, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, for also reduction of all the bills, rebuke devourer, rebuke pestilence, rebuke COVID-19, rebuke all the losses that the devil will try to impart. We rebuke them all in the name of Jesus, based on your Lord, the promise in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer, you will prevent pest from devouring the crops. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue meditating from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain, and when he spoke about that no candle will be lighted, will be put under the bushel, but to be put on the candlestick so that the light will be for all the house. And in the book of Revelation, the Lord was moving among the seven churches. The candlesticks are the seven churches. And he sent letters to each and every church. And here today we speak about the last church, the church of Laodicea. And we will read about it in chapter 3, book of Revelation, chapter 3. And you read from verse 14 to verse 22. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Thou wert cold or hot, so then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increasing with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Busy is therefore unrepentant. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To whom that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's pray. We thank you, God, and we bless you, magnify you. We come before the name of Jesus. I know it, O God, this word of yours and not my lips, but verses and statement. Let your people, O God, hear the truth, O Lord. I pray for encouragement for your workers and those who are diligent in serving you and faithful to do and accomplish the ministry faithfully. I pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there will be fruit of new souls to come to you. There will be repentance. There will be also, O God, people willing to give their life will to you and to start to serve you wholeheartedly. I pray for revival, O God. I pray for also miracles and wonder as your word is preached. People will be changed. And your church, O Lord, I pray that we will persevere in doing your work and your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The Church of the Laodicean. Who planted the church and who was the one who was working to help this church to grow? Most likely this church was planted either by Apostle Paul while he was in Ephesus. We can read that in the book of Acts, chapter 19 and verse 10, when he stayed in Asia around 2 years, and all the Jews and Greek in Asia was here the gospel, and that's Turkey today. Acts 19:10, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwell in Asia hear the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. So first possibility, it could be planted by Apostle Paul. And the other possibility, that this church was planted by a servant of God. God's servant, his name, Epaphras. Either he worked with Paul, this man, to plant this church, or he planted this church and later on he make it link with Apostle Paul for the well-being and the perfection of the church. We can read that in Colossians chapter 4. It gives us information about the church of the Laodicean. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12 and 13. Paul wrote to them, and he told them, he wrote to the Colossians, and he told them, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted thee, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. So here, Paul spoke about Epaphras, a servant of Christ. He's telling to the Colossians, he is laboring fervently in prayer. What he was praying for the church? He was not only praying for the church of Colossae, but also the church in Laodicea, the church in Laodicea. And in Hierapolis, what was his prayer, Epaphras, for the church there, for these three churches? He was praying that they will be stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So his prayer that the church will be perfect, these three churches, and they will stand complete in the will of God. What does that mean? It means they were not perfect, and they were not doing the will of God. And that is what make Epaphras in contact with Paul to report him things. And Paul wrote letters to the Colossians. And if we read verse 16 from the same chapter, let us read what Paul say. He said to the Colossians, and when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. He told them, when you finish reading this letter of mine, the same you read it in the church of the Laodiceans. And also he has sent letter to the Laodiceans. Some they think that his epistle to the Ephesians is the same letter that he sent to the Laodiceans. So he told them, when I have sent them letter, you get their letter also, you read it. So here, Apostle Paul has sent to the church of the Laodiceans two epistles in order that they'll be perfected and they'll be complete and they will be directed and instructed to live in the whole will of God. You know, living away from the will of God will make the message of evangelism is non-effective, because what you're going to preach is something not in the will of God. So here the struggle of Epaphras, that the church in Laodicea, Colossae, and Hierapolis, they will be perfect, and they will be complete in all the will of God. There are certain areas they are not following God, and they are doing their own. Remember, when you do your own, the evangelism will be ineffective and go in the direction that is will not preach what God wants the people to hear from His Word. You will not be able to preach the message of God to them, because yourself you are moving away from the will of God. Let's go back to Book of Revelation chapter 3 and how Christ present himself to the church of the Laodicean. We will read verse 14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Here Christ present himself to this church first as the Amen. And we know that all the promises of Christ, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. What God wants, what Christ wants from this church. You see, this church has received two letters from Apostle Paul, and has received another letter from Apostle John that came directly from Jesus. The same Paul received from God, he sent to them. So there are three letters was sent to them in order to correct them. So we should understand, the message we receive from God is for our perfection and our correction, and we need to be willing to be corrected so that we will live and move in the complete and perfect will of God. In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Second Corinthians chapter 1, sorry. And I read from verse 18 to 20. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. So here he is telling them, I am the Amen. So I am genuine, I am authenticated. I want you also to be the same genuine, authenticated people, not fake one. The meaning also of Amen here is that to be honest in your walk with God. So he's telling them, I am the Amen. They understand that he wants them also to be the same. And also told them, Amen, I am this thing, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness. Christ is faithful. So what do you want from the Church of the Laodiceans? What do you want from us today? We have to be faithful. First, Amen, authenticated, genuine, honest people. Second, we need to be faithful. Faithfulness is required toward God, life of a prayer, reading His Word, abiding with His commands, faithful to Christ, faithful to the instruction of Jesus and the Word of the Holy Spirit that He is bringing to us. We need to be faithful also to our families, our spouse, our children, our parents, that we should, every one of us, contribute to the well-being of the whole family. That is faithful. So here he's telling them, I am the faithful. So faithfulness is required. You know, we can read about the faithfulness of Christ. We can read in Hebrews chapter 3, Hebrews chapter 3. God wants us to be faithful in various aspects. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1 to 6. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. He was faithful to God. As also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, that's about Jesus Christ, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house has more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope from unto the end. So here Christ is faithful, and he described to us how he is the builder, how he is faithful, the most faithful in the house of God. God wants us also to be faithful, and now we need to be faithful to his house, the church. We need to work with God, with the Holy Spirit, to let the church continue, persevere, protected, and doing and achieving the will of God. We need to be faithful in our workplaces. We need to be faithful to the community and society around us. We need to pray for them. We need to preach the gospel. We need to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives, love, peace and joy, long-suffering, perseverance, faithfulness, gratefulness, self-control, so that they can see Christ in us. We need to be faithful in the prayer to them, that God will answer their prayers. God will answer our prayers to them, that they will know Him, and they will know that we are His true servant. So that's what He is telling them. And He's telling them, the faithful, it means, oh, now reflected in your life, O Church of the Laodicean. And after the faith of what He told them, a true witness. These things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness. Christ was the true witness of God. Why Christ came? Christ came so that people will know God through Him. He makes known God to the people. And in the same way, we need to be a true witness of Christ and His will, so that the people can see God and can see what is God want from them in their lives. In John chapter 1 and verse 18, John chapter 1, speak about how Christ, when He came, made known to us God the Father. John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. He was the true witness of God to the people. So He is saying to the church, I'm the true witness. And what is lost? He told them, the beginning of the creation of God. That one of the problems of their church, they were not believing that, they don't have the belief that Jesus is God. So he told them that Christ is the one, the beginning of the creation of God. Not that He created by God, but He was the one who created. Through Him, all things was created. So He wanted to tell them, believe in Jesus that He is God. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15 to 17. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 17 is speaking about Christ being God. He is the Creator. He is the beginning of the creation of God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to verse 17. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. So here very clear what Jesus, when He presents Himself to them, He is perfecting them, correcting them, directing them of what they need to have because they lack. They were incomplete. They were not in the complete will of God, not in the perfect will of God, and they were in need of the correction of Christ in their life. In verse 15, Revelation chapter 3, and verse 15 and 16, He said to them, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot, as thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. He told them, I know thy works. Yes, we know that. Christ knows all the works that we are doing, whether good or bad. But he told them, I know thy works. But after that, he started to criticize them and start to speak negative things about them. It means that there is no work good. There is nothing positive. Or there are no power points in this church. They were doing. I know their work. He said, you are neither cold nor warm, but you are lukewarm. And he said that I am going to spew out from my mouth. He repeated it twice, cold and warm. And he repeated also the word lukewarm. By history, the city of Colossians, the supply of the water of it is cold. They have cold water. The water comes to them cold. And we know that cold water is a refreshing water when we drink it on the summer time. And the city of Hierapolis, it has hot water. And hot water is refreshing in winter when you drink coffee or tea. But in the city of the Laodicea, the water is coming to them lukewarm. Not hot, not cold. It is give you ill feeling and you want to vomit it out from your mouth. Christ told them he was disgusted with their achievement. He said to them, I am not seeing that you have good work. Maybe they are doing a lot, but it is non-effective, and the message is preached in a not a way that Christ wanted to be preached. You know, when we don't preach the Word of God in the way that God wanted to be, it is ineffective. No salvations of souls. No people repent. And there will be no achieving the will of God. The problem of the church of the Laodiceans, they were a church who compromised, who flattered. That church, you know, they don't give the message in the way that Christ wants them. They want to please the people. They want to make people happy. You know what is the meaning of the word Laodiceans? The meaning of the word Laodiceans is that the rights of the people, people rights. In other words, if we use the word of today, the meaning of Laodicea is democracy. The word democracy, that everyone has rights and you must respect the rights of the person, his opinion, because that year they were respecting all the beliefs, all the doctrines, and the religions they were around them. And also, you know, they followed the doctrine of love in a wrong way. You know what is the doctrine of love? That you must love everyone. You must speak nice to everyone. You must not offend anyone. And everyone should go home happy. Everyone has the right to announce and to live his opinion. And we should encourage and we should support. You should not go against. But that is what they were doing in Laodicea, in the church of the Laodiceans, were not in the scriptures. When we work to please people, flatter them, you know, go along with them, you know why? Because there's mutual benefit and interest should not be affected. That's why they were compromising, and there was a bargaining church. They bargained with the people on the account of the word of God. You know, Apostle Paul, when he spoke to the Philippians, in Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 21, he told them, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Now the people in the Laodicea or the church of Laodicea, they were seeking their own, not the things of Christ. And when there is a democracy in the church, you know, democracy, that the majority or everyone opinion is correct and he has the right, you know, freedom. So that is the meaning of it. When we follow that principle to please people, then we are offending God and we are make God displeased with us. And that's what you say. He say, I will spit you out of my mouth. I cannot bear your test and the message that you are giving. They know the word of God very well, but they are not giving it because people should be happy. You know, if you notice, when we read the letter of Jesus to these churches, he mentioned the letter to the church in Philadelphia, in Smyrna, in Ephesus, etc. But let us read in verse 14, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14, how you say it. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, not the church in Laodicea, the church of the Laodiceans, the church, or other words, the church of the Democrats. Because that church, they were adopting the belief of the city of Laodicea. The people believed like that. The people, the government believed like that. And they don't want to offend anyone, everyone should be happy with them. But God was displeased with them, and he said, I will spit you out of my mouth because you are giving a wrong message of who Christ is. They are not doing the will of God, and they were condoning, compromising, flattering, make everyone happy, but not God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. You know, when Jesus told them, I am the Amen. You need to be honest, authenticated, genuine in your life and the message. And the faithful. Be faithful to the message that you give. Don't mislead people to please them. The church of the Laodiceans, they adopt democracy. Example, we should not sponge them because the government not allow. We should obey the rule. We should abide with the government. Even when the government against the word of God, we should abide with the government. They allow single mother to marry, single father to marry another woman, because the government allowed, and we should abide with the government. There are churches speak like that. They use the word of God to adjust with their lives and their compromises, in order that people should not be upset with them. In Ephesians chapter 6, and let's read verse 19 and 20. Now we understand what is Laodiceans. The Democrat, freedom in the church. And everyone should not condemn anything. All is right and correct, their life. But we are not aware that God will spit them out from His mouth. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. And for me, He say, pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. He said, I'm a prisoner, but he prayed for me that when I open my mouth, I speak boldly and I speak the right message. I will not flatter people. I will not make people happy, but I make them know what God wants to tell them. The Laodiceans, they were not preaching what God wants to say to the people. They were preaching what the people like to hear. What the people like to hear, not what the Holy Spirit is bringing to them, to the minister to preach. That is to the hands of the church of the church of the Laodiceans. The minister was following the crowd to please them. He told them, I'll spit you out from my mouth. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4. Second Timothy, chapter 4, what Paul say to Timothy, and verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. He said they will gather around them teachers to tell them what their itching ears want to hear. They want to get a preacher that he will tell the message that will please them. And the Laodiceans, they were speaking such messages. They know what the people like. They will tell. The message that God sent them, that people should know and follow and need to be rebuked, they don't tell. Why? Because they don't want the people to get angry with them. They don't want the people to hate them. They want to keep the friendship with the people, the mutual interest, the friendship. And they are displeasing God in this way. Time, if you're like that, time for you to repent. Scriptures does not agree with the attitude and the character of the Laodiceans minister. We need to be honest, genuine, faithful in giving the message. People hate, let them hate. Get angry, let them get angry. What can be done if they are in sin and God need them to be correct? If they are not in the will of God, if they are not perfect, if they are not complete, and the message need them to be perfected. Through Adam, sin came into the world. Death came also. But second Adam, Jesus Christ, He brought life. He died for our sins. And this is His word to us today. Let us repent. Let's come to the Lord. Let us be faithful, genuine, honest ministers of God. Let's all stand. Let us repent and renounce our sins. Let us not to be people pleasers. Let us stop flattering. Let us stop bargaining and compromising, condoning. Let us give up what is called democracy in the churches. Let us give up our lies and our alibis and excuses to condone people's sins. Then, Lord, take me, mold me, use me, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I give my life to the potter's hands. Give your life to Him. Change your way and attitude and do the mystery. Take your word and spread it. God bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand with us. Keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.